The city of Avalon on Catalina Island is loud. Drunk visitors in straw hats, pedestrians in the street, ongoing construction. In Lorena Cassidy's words, it's full of hustle and bustle.
This crosswalk is a little tricky sometimes. You kind of got to nudge. There we go. Made it successfully.
And then, of course, there are the tourists in golf carts. Lorena says they don't always know the rules.
They're cutting in front of you in the line?
Yeah. It's okay. Just a little shoulder shrug and we're up and moving again.
Lorena is used to this. She's a fifth generation Islander. Almost all of her family lives here. Her uncle,
Popeye, he drives an old beat up truck.
Her aunt,
Nina, she works at Vaughn's.
Her cousin, Gabe,
he's a bartender at the Avalon Grill.
But this isn't where she feels most herself. That's out in Catalina backcountry.
I'm just running around like a chicken with my head cut off in town. And then like the second I get out here, it's just like all the stress just goes away, like about everything, you know? So we're climbing up a road called Stagecoach Road. Very windy, lined by eucalyptus trees. And it's about 6 miles to the top.
Lorena is 26. Her hair is in a messy ponytail. She's wearing a hoodie with the logo of her parents' hardware store on it. No makeup. She's a bit reserved.
Just kind of being able to get away and out here where there's just not as many people and all those sounds.
Lorena is co-owner of Catalina Backcountry. They provide all things camping and hiking for outdoorsy types. Tent rental, gear haul, secluded experiences. She spends almost every day on these deserted dirt roads. Driving, delivering sleeping bags, food, transporting people, more driving. She's usually by herself, just watching the landscape roll by.
Sometimes I'm just thinking about what I'm gonna have for dinner. All kinds of things, I guess, pop through your head. Most of the times, though, it's just listening to music and truly just like enjoying the beauty of the island.
Well, not everyone is allowed to enjoy the full beauty of this island. These roads are closed to anyone without a permit. Driving here in your own truck is special.
Here we are getting access to go out to the interior. So you gotta have one of these special card keys and then you just swipe and then you're in. Rattlesnakes, we have a garter snake, king snake, gopher snake here on the island.
She's developed an intimate relationship with the interior.
And a baby horse was just born. The first baby horse that was born there in 40 years, which is pretty cool.
We get to the top of the summit, and we turn onto Middle Ranch Road. We're heading west.
It's so crazy. Like, I don't ever get tired of coming out here.
Driving out here isn't always easy. Sometimes cell phone service is wonky. If her pickup gets a flat tire, well, she could wait for a while. And gas?
I know it's between 7 and 8. It's 7 something. So.
A gallon?
Uh-huh. A gallon.
Lorena says that she sings in the car on her long drives.
Oh, come on, you know the words to this.
Wish I was special.
I'm very, very singing shy.
I won't make you sing.
After a bumpy hour in the truck, we make it to the west side of the island. It's basically silent. Okay, sure, there are waves, bird calls, and the occasional airplane overhead. We're far from Avalon, where...
Sometimes it's just a little overwhelming.
There's fog in the distance, glistening water, sprinkled cacti. Everything seems still. Lorena can forget that she still has...
student loans and just the cost of housing and wages, and it's tough.
We're just standing, overlooking Ben Weston Beach. Or, as Lorena calls it, simply Ben.
It's so worth it, you know? It's like, it's your place of being. You've got to get there, no matter what it costs.
For KISL and the Transom Traveling Workshop, I'm Hannah Kyle Crichton.